After I spoke at a recent Lions Club luncheon, someone asked me to name the greatest player of Stan Musial's generation. Was it Musial, Ted Williams, or Joe DiMaggio? With the exception of a few Cub fans sulking at a back table, most in the audience were Cardinal fans, so I knew what they wanted me to say. I had no problem eliminating Ted Williams. He was arguably the purest hitter of Musial's generation, but he played the outfield as if he were navigating a minefield. As for Stan Musial, he was a solid outfielder as well as a great hitter, but he lacked the speed and the throwing arm, injured early in his career, to play center field. As much as I hate the Yankees, I had to admit that the greatest player of Musial's generation, the one who arguably possessed the perfect skills for playing baseball, was Joe DiMaggio. He could hit for average and for power, and he had the speed and the arm to play center field. Besides all that, DiMaggio also managed to marry the greatest sex symbol of his generation, Marilyn Monroe. Before the Lions could tar me in Cardinal feathers, I told them that, on the other hand, if I had first choice in a pickup game, I'd actually take Musial before the more talented DiMaggio because of the way Musial played the game. If they wanted to see baseball played with a perfect blend of skill, instinct, and intelligence, all they had to do was watch an old movie reel of Musial hitting a baseball, running the bases, and playing the outfield. At 6 feet and 170 pounds, Musial was puny by today's steroid-inflated standards, but no one played the game better than Stan the Man or made the most of his skills. Musial had one of the oddest batting stances in baseball history, but with that peekaboo stance, he could see the ball coming out of the pitcher's hand. With his strong wrists, he was able to whip his thin-handled bat through the strike zone, and by adjusting his front foot, drive the ball to all fields. He was a line-drive hitter, but he generated so much bat speed that he became one of the greatest home run hitters in National League history. On the bases and in the outfield, Musial, while lacking great speed and a strong arm, made up for it with aggressiveness and quickness. Instead of rounding the bases, he ran straight at a base and used the ball of his foot as a pivot when he hit the corner of the bag. In the outfield, he shortened the distance of his throws by charging the ball and compensated for his weakened arm by using a quick release. His throws may have bounced on their way to home plate, but they were deadly accurate. Musial learned to play the game so aggressively because he competed at an early age on pebble-strewn makeshift ball fields against the sons of coal miners and steelworkers when he was growing up in western Pennsylvania. For a young Musial, baseball was more than a game. It was a proving ground and eventually a way out of the coal mines and steel mills of his father's generation. I also grew up in western Pennsylvania, played in soot-soaked uniforms against working-class kids, and like Musial, dreamed of wearing the uniform of the Pittsburgh Pirates someday. In Musial's case, when the Pirates didn't show much interest in him, even after an impressive tryout, he signed a contract with the St. Louis Cardinals and played in a Redbirds uniform right into the Baseball Hall of Fame. After my not-so-impressive tryout, no team, including the Pirates, made me an offer, so I ended up in the ragtag uniforms of teams sponsored by labor unions and greasy spoons in Pittsburgh's beer leagues. I spent the last days of my career playing weekend softball with my SIU English department colleagues and students. While Stan Musial has statues in his honor, and I played like a statue, we do have one other important thing in common beside our ethnic working-class backgrounds. We didn't marry a Marilyn Monroe, but we did marry great-looking women skilled at making a Polish pierogi. For the uninitiated, that's a pierogi smothered in fried onions and floating in melted butter. Perfect for raising your batting average or running a marathon. This is Pete Peterson for Reading Baseball.